Bound.
Welcome to Susegaat Stories from Goa. I'm Clyde D'Souza and I travel and review the best of Goa's places and activities. Come experience these Susegaat shots with me. It's got a song dedicated to it. People drink it by the gallon and it is religiously consumed only and only during the summer months of Goa. Today's story is about Goa's other favorite drink, Urraak. Hey, I'm Clyde D'Souza and welcome to another episode of Susegaat Shots. To set the mood, I asked my uncle to sing the Urraak song. Here is a bit of it.
Urraak, urraak, urraak maruya, whiskey, beer, kushin doruya, maato moino kushin saruya, uske okon ti poi doruya.
So, the song means, let's drink urraak, let's keep the whiskey and beer aside, let's enjoy urraak in the month of May. Now, every Goan worth his Goan blood will swear by urraak in the summer months. From February to May is urraak season, and this is the only time and probably the only place in the world where in the summer the sale of beer goes down and the sale of limca goes up. I'll tell you why in a bit. But first, what is urraak? Well, it comes from the local word arraak or urraaka, and is the first distill of the cashew apple juice. But let's go back a little. Here's the great story about the cashew itself. Introduced in Goa sometime in the 1740s by the Portuguese, this Brazilian nut and fruit, the cashew, loved Goa's tropical climate and red mud. But it's really the Goans who nurtured the fruit and have made it their own. Not only is the seed roasted and sold, but Goans even love the ripe cashew apple, especially kids who eat it with a bit of salt. Now, when a distiller squeezes the pulp, some of it is drunk fresh as Niro, a sweetish sour juice. This is non-alcoholic and must be consumed within a couple of hours. Before the cashew juice is distilled twice and makes its way to its final journey as a lovely strong feni, it is first enjoyed as urraak. Like I said, urraak is the first distill of feni. It is about 20% alcohol and is normally consumed in large quantities because it's not as strong as feni. Some Goans also call it jungle juice, but I think that's more to sound fancy for the tourists. In my family, I've always known it as urraak. I've seen my uncles travel to Walpoi or Pumurpa just to get their stash of the best urraak. Now, the drink itself is sweet with a slight hint of pungentness. It's best drunk on humid afternoons in your balcony or by a river. Now, if you don't have any of those, any place will do. But here's the best part. This is an insight into the urraak. A light breeze blowing on your face after a few glasses of urraak takes your high to the next level. This is why many Goans like to sip on their urraak in the outdoors. So how do you make the perfect urraak? Not neat. Remember I said the sale of limca goes up during the summer in Goa? Well, the most popular way is to mix about 90 ml of urraak with 45 ml of limca or Sprite, take a dash of lime, take a slit green chili, mix it with salt, and dip that chili into the urraak mixture. This is my personal favorite. If you like, you can add a slice of the cashew apple fruit to this mix. Now, if you want to go super local, try and get a bottle of Taan, which is the local version of Sprite. Right now, feni and urraak is seeing a revival thanks to the efforts of many local distillers like Hansel Wazir's Kazudo Feni or Ani Ek or the many different varieties of feni and urraak that are available. So if you're in Goa, maybe you can try one of the fancy urak cocktails. But my best advice would be to spend an afternoon with a local and enjoy the urak that he may have sourced from one of his favorite cashew orchards. I would also suggest against buying a bottle of urak and storing it beyond the summer, because urak has a short shelf life and is best consumed fresh within 2 to 3 weeks. Oh, and if you want to enjoy the urak song that my uncle sung earlier, then just search for Urak Song by Lorna on YouTube. And if you've had your own urak adventure, I'd love to know about it. Don't forget to rate and review and leave your feedback on this podcast, because it helps make it popular and send it out to many other listeners. So, finally, what's my Susigad rating for urak? Well, let's see. It's 7 out of 5. Especially if I've had a few chili uraks by the Nerul River in Kandalin. Thank you for listening, Mogasu, and see you on the next episode of Susigad Shots. Hope you enjoyed this Susigad Shot. Don't forget to rate, review, and